This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Don Cameron, General Manager of Terranova Ranch. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
She was interested in seeing what kind of improvements we've made to our equipment to improve air quality here in the San Joaquin Valley. We've been on a project over 3 years now of removing natural gas engines that we use for pumping water from the underground. We've replaced 40 natural gas engines with electric. And then last year we changed 9 tractors, partly through the EQIP program and partially through the San Joaquin Valley Air Board. And then this year we've submitted and just received approval yesterday for another 12 tractors. So we're going to go ahead and get some tractors ordered for this year to get rid of the Tier 0 and go to a Tier 3 or Tier 4 engine with the new tractors.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
An EQIP grant to monitor and improve recharge our groundwater here, using flood water when it's available. Also, we're showing all the water conservation measures that we've been doing with the use of drip irrigation on the majority of the crops we grow here. She was also interested in the organic crops that we have and the relationship between the organic and the biotech crops, because we do farm both. You know, we've proved that we can grow both compatibly here, side by side, without any real issues.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The federal water district nearby is only receiving a 55% allocation of water, and it's mainly due to the Endangered Species Act. We have the Delta Smelt in the Delta near San Francisco that is being protected under that act. What happens when the Delta Smelt come near the pumps get shut off, the water isn't delivered further south to the San Joaquin Valley here where it's needed. That's an issue that several different federal agencies are involved with. They are looking at a new biological opinion that's going to take into effect the municipalities in the Sacramento area and the effect that they have on the Delta, and not just agriculture is causing a potential problem for the Delta Smelt.